right, we're back. 922 as the rain falls here. 57 degrees. Talk Around Tuesday continues here, and every Tuesday, got to do our weekly check-in with our friends at Red River Communications. Talking with Wayne Steiner on the phone with me this morning. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody going faster with fiber. You guys have just been crazy busy. Your outreach is growing and growing. What's happening at Red River Communications, Wayne? Catch us up.
Well, we are in the midst of our construction season. So just a note there, if you see our construction crews out in your neighborhood, call us immediately if you are interested in finding out more about our services so that we can get you hooked up while they're in your neighborhood. So our number there to call the main office is 701-553-8309. It's almost too late after they go by your place. So
right.
If you're interested, call right away.
Wayne, let's talk for a minute about install, too. This is a breeze. I mean, your crews make it pretty easy to get fiber into the home, correct?
It is very easy for the homeowner. It's just that call, and we'll have you complete an application. From there, we'll schedule our pre-wire. That's placing a NID on the outside of your house. And then from there, we'll do our underground boring and bringing the fiber to your home. And then it's just cutting it over and getting you lit up with fiber.
And no more buffer suffer. I love that term because a lot of us do suffer from that still, but fiber kind of gets rid of all that, and so fast and efficient.
It does. I would kind of challenge you to go out and do a speed test on your current internet and see how fast it really is. The difference between fiber and coaxial cable is that our speed is both upload and download. So when you're communicating to maybe your gaming or your Netflix, the speed is there. That's going to help eliminate that buffering. So it's communicating at the same speed, both upload and download from your system.
So, Wayne, let's talk for a minute, too. People listening to this, and they go, you know what? I want to get fiber. I want to go faster with fiber. How do they get the ball rolling on that, and what is the next step to getting fiber into your home?
All right. So we have made it very easy. We have a number of ways of getting signed up with fiber. Again, you can call our phone number at 701-553-8309. You can, if you'd like an in-home visit from me to kind of explain the differences and what we have available, you can request that through our customer experience specialist. They're kind of our eyes and ears for the company. They're the people that you'll be talking to when you call. Just a shout out to our wonderful team that we have answering the phone. And then you can also go to Red River, redriver.com with two M's, com. And when you're at our website, you can click on availability because we're not in all areas yet, but we're striving to get there.
Right.
And you can sign up on a jot form or request more information, or go out there and see some of the different options that we do have available. So we do have our fast fiber internet. We have a Wi-Fi that's with that. Our ultimate Wi-Fi is just the Cadillac of Wi-Fis. It's a commercial router that you would have. And then we have parental controls with our experience IQ, enhanced parental controls. And then we have our Protect IQ, which is a whole house network threat and virus protection. So it's going to protect your equipment. And do you know how many average devices a household has?
I do not. Enlighten me here.
So the average household has at least 17 devices that can connect to the internet, whether it's cell phones, it could be your laptop, iPad, TVs, and now even most of your major appliances will connect and kind of troubleshoot and keeps you ahead of the game. Or whether it's security cameras protecting your home, a lot of different devices. And that's just kind of the average. I've seen where people have over 40 devices in their home. So
got
we
all
need the fiber fast.
Got all the bases covered there, Wayne. Listen, we're out of time, but you take care, and we'll catch up next Tuesday. We can talk more about going faster with fiber, okay?
All right, thank you.
You bet. Wayne Steiner, Red River Communications, and we talk with our friends there every Tuesday at this time. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
The USDA is organizing a trade mission to Vietnam. Gary Crawford has more.
During his trip last year to Vietnam, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters,
Vietnam is our ninth largest trade market, and as I've always said, one of the keys to trade is presence and promotion and people.
And to those ends, the USDA is putting together an agricultural trade mission to Vietnam for this fall and is looking for U.S. exporters and potential exporters to go on that mission, which will feature, among other things, one-on-one meetings between U.S. sellers and potential